And we're talking with Kathleen from the National Weather Service office over on Woodley Island. The joint's jumping, huh? It's pretty busy over there today.
Yeah, we're having a pretty busy morning. We've had some gusty winds as high as 50 miles an hour here on the coast, and we're looking at some rain just offshore that's going to be moving across the area. So we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, the wind has been really something else. It's really been blowing heavily. There's a lot of power outages. In fact, we have a call into PG&E. We're going to be talking with them a little bit later on to see what the situation is. There seems to be pretty widespread throughout the area. But a lot of rain. Now the wind has calmed down a little bit. The rain is really kicking, and it looks like it's going to be pretty heavy today and tomorrow, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have this main front that's going to be moving through, and most of the heavy rain will be associated with that. Otherwise, it's going to lighten up once that passes, and then in the immediate coast, that should be within the next few hours, and then that's going to penetrate further inland, so they'll get the further heavy rain as well.
Is there like a couple of systems? Because it looks like it's going to be heavy rain for the next couple of days.
For the next couple of days, well, today we're dealing with the main part of the front. Once that moves by, there's going to be a lot of isolated storms or cells behind it. So it will kind of be spotty precipitation, kind of hit or miss whether or not you'll get it. But it's going to be lasting through the weekend.
Okay, and heavy at times, I imagine.
Yes, correct.
Are we expecting any flooding from this?
Flooding, no. We're expecting a rise in rivers. There's a few rivers that could reach monitor stage, but we're not looking at anything significant at this moment.
So nothing past monitor. That's pretty good. I know the Eel River at Fernbridge has already flooded once this year, just a little while back. So we always keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty. Now, it seems like we were getting a lot of rain. Are we a little ahead of normal at this point?
Yeah, this point in time we are. I can't remember off the top of my head how far ahead of normal, but we are. We are ahead of our normal for the season.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of rain coming. So does it look like the rest of this rainy season is going to be a pretty wet one? Does it look like it's going to be above normal, or is this just like some kind of thing that's happening right now?
It's probably going to be right up around normal for us, just with these storms that typically come through in the winter time.
Okay, and what's our the next break in the action looking like? When are we looking like we're going to be in sunshine again?
Sunshine, it looks like the next opportunity is on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have high pressure build in over the area, so just in time for the holidays.
All right, well, that sounds pretty good. So for now, just batten down the hatches. We got some pretty heavy winds, and I imagine a few of those, a few of the roadways are a bit hazardous with all this wind as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just want to warn everyone to be careful driving with heavy rain, winds, and then even snow in the higher elevations.
All right, and snow down to what, the 3,500 feet?
Yeah, well, actually, it's as low as 2,500.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You could even see it at 2,000 feet in some areas.
Okay. All right, Kathleen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Kathleen, over at the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island.